Michigan is trying something new to help reverse the drain of young talent leaving the state in search of better jobs. It will offer interest-free college loans to residents seeking degrees in engineering and other technology-related fields. But the students have to promise to work in the state until the loans are paid off, Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports.
Nicole Hardiman is working toward a degree in microbiology at Michigan State University. She says after she graduates, she wants to get a job and get out of Michigan.
I've seen enough of other states to know that I don't want to live in Michigan my whole life. Just because there's so many other cool places to live.
Michigan has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates. Stories about plant closings and layoffs fill the newspapers, and young people are leaving. The U.S. Census shows a net loss of 212,000 people aged 25 to 35 in the 1990s. Michigan's governor, Jennifer Granholm, has made a mission of convincing educated young people to settle here as she tries to shift the state from a smokestack economy to one relying more on high-tech jobs. She wants to create a captive cadre of prospective employees with high-tech credentials.
We don't know where the next Bill Gates is coming from, but certainly we would like him or her to reside in Michigan and work here and help to build and research our products.
The state is developing a program to offer zero-interest college loans to students seeking degrees in science, engineering, and other technology-related fields. The loan could be applied toward an education at any college or university in the country. The catch is that the interest would be forgiven once students graduate, so long as they return to Michigan and start paying taxes. Governor Granholm hopes the payoff to building a workforce with high-tech credentials will be an influx of new employers, offering jobs that are unlikely to be eliminated by technology or moved to a low-wage country.
Michigan has been historically an industrial state, and yet we produce the most technologically advanced mass-produced product in the world, which is the 21st century automobile. We want to attract a workforce that will assist us in becoming that advanced manufacturing and technology-based state.
But at about 4%, interest on student loans is at an all-time low. So the chance to save a few hundred dollars a month might not be enough to lure graduates back. Stephen Rothberg is a Minneapolis-based job placement specialist who helps recent college graduates find their first jobs.
The fact that a student can get essentially 0% financing from the state of Michigan is going to help them decide to live in Michigan, but it wouldn't be as compelling now as it would have been 10, 20 years ago when interest rates were a lot higher.
But the offer is good enough for Nicole Hardiman to reconsider her plans to leave the state after graduation. That would also please her parents, Carrie and Bill Hardiman, who are helping Nicole pay for school.
We're on the pay-as-you-go plan. We don't have big lumps of money saved up for our kids.
If you can, you know, attract those kind of people with those type of incentives, it pays off, and it would pay off at the state, I believe.
But they also say there have to be good jobs waiting for students once they graduate from college. Bill Hardiman's job is a case in point. He works as a chemical engineer and commutes 90 miles each day to his job across the border in Canada. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.